Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the Friday afternoon, November 23rd, Ladies 115 Deliverance and Teaching Meeting. Jane Hunt is the speaker of the afternoon, teaching on Hidden Addictions. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Does God get the same amount of time? Some people can't eat unless the television is over. I think they'd have on, they'd have indigestion. Soap operas are on. I remember years ago, I watched a soap opera called As the World Turns. This was many, many years ago. You know that thing is still on the air. And, you know, and the things that happen on those things, they're not becoming anybody, but I could sit and cry over that soap opera years ago. Somebody might die or somebody might get killed or break up, and I would cry over that thing. And I thought, dear God, do I ever get that concerned about people that need deliverance, about people that need to know you, about some of the sitcoms that we're watching? Most of the shows that are on right now either portray homosexuality or murder. I've never seen so many programs on about murder. And then they got these old judge shows on, Judge Judy and Joe Brown and all those judges that are on, and you ought to hear some of the cases that are on there. It's ridiculous. I need to turn that thing. Sure.
I haven't watched TV in 15 years. And just this last couple of weeks, I was at my daughter's house and my brother's house, and I watched TV, and I thought, when you haven't seen it for so long, I couldn't believe beyond shock.
Yeah.
But I also noticed my granddaughter being mesmerized.
Yes.
And, you know, you could say something to her. And then I noticed my daughter was saying, Mom, Mom, you know, about three times before I turned and looked. And I thought, my goodness, I'm doing this too. Because there's something, I don't know if it's an electromagnetic field or what it is that actually draws you into that, where what you said, the mind can jump.
It's almost hypnotic, isn't it?
It is hypnotic.
Yes.
It is. Almost. It is.
All right. But, you know, our spirit man is taking that in. Is there anybody in here that watches excessive television and be honest enough to say that they do? Nobody? All of you keep it turned on? I got two honest people in here.
My husband just fasted 30 days.
No TV.
Wonderful.
How many of you have the TV on, let's say, 2 hours a day? Anybody have it on more than that, 4 hours? If you work, it's much harder, but 6 hours? Is it on constantly?
No.
And now, you know, the thing about it is, I know when we moved and where we are now, we didn't have, our satellite wasn't hooked up, and I really dreaded having it hooked up, because there was such a peace in the house without it being hooked up, and if I could get my husband to turn it off, I think I could turn it off with no trouble or just take it completely out of the house because I don't think it does anything. I don't find anything on there that's uplifting. And a lot of the preachers that are on there, they are professional, religious people asking for donations, wanting money. You don't watch very many of them. Until you find one that's wanting for money or wanting you to support their cause. Now, another one I want to talk about is gluttony. Now, I had Dr. Null to pray for me last camp meeting, and like I told you earlier, things are working in my body. Things are working. The Lord has given me a totally new way to eat, a totally new diet to use. It's not a diet, it's just a way that I'm eating. And I'm already seeing results of this. My husband is a diabetic, and he was on Humulin, 5 units a day. He was on 45 units of Lantus a day, which is an enormous amount of insulin to be on. We dropped all of the Humulin. We have already dropped 10 units of the Lantus. And I told the doctor when we were there the other day what I was doing. He didn't seem very impressed with what I was doing, but he didn't tell me not to do it. And my husband is working with me on this thing. He's very agreeable. He said, for lunch, I said, what did you eat for lunch? He said, I only had a bowl of soup. So he's working with that, and I think we're going to see even greater deliverance from that. And it's like I said, you know, you can be prayed for because you overeat and because you're overweight. But you go back home and you indulge in the same things that you were in before. Now, I have lost a lot of weight in my lifetime. I've gained a lot of weight in my lifetime. And it seems like it's been a yo-yo constantly all the way through. But this time, it's going to be different. It is going to be different. I have a cloud of witnesses in this room today that are going to see what God is doing. And, you know, not just fat people are gluttons. And those of you that are younger, if you've gained 20 or 30 pounds now, you know, it's a slow gain. You don't just blossom out overnight. And, I mean, it's a slow gain. And the older you get, the more you gain, and the harder it is to lose it. But we eat far more in this nation than what's necessary. How much of our lives are centered around eating? Well, come over and for supper. And we always fix a little extra when somebody comes over. And we have guests come in, we'll make a pot of coffee, or we'll make some iced tea or a drink of some kind, you know, a Coke or a iced tea. And, well, I don't have anything sweet in the house tonight. We'll just have to do with this. Maybe I've got some cookies here. We talk about junk food. America is a nation of junk addicts. We are addicted to food. Now, I've got grandkids that will come to my house and they won't eat what I cook. Because they don't like vegetables. One of them will like this and one of them will like that or like something else. But I tell you what, if times really get tough, which they're going to be, they'll be glad to eat this food. But food advertisements and car advertisements on television, you see more advertisements for food than you do just practically anything else. Cooking shows, newspapers, full of their specials for the week. You can buy this, you can buy that. Look at the advertising. Wendy's, McDonald's, food, Sonic. Oh, everybody's seen the Sonic commercials, I'm sure. They have just kind of glutted the market with the Sonic commercials. Food, 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 and more food. The sad thing is that most of the foods are empty nutrients. Cancer and diabetes causing. Arteries filled with plaque. Stents, having heart attacks. Stents and bypasses today are as common as tonsillectomies were 50 years ago. You stop and think about it. Let's get healthy so we can do the work of the kingdom. Let's quit being a glutton. Quit putting in what we don't need in our mouths and quit putting the wrong kinds of food in. A statistic that I saw in the newspaper last week was that Arkansas is the sixth most obese state in the United States. We're number six in Arkansas. Anybody in here from Arkansas? We got a few of us fatties in here from Arkansas. But I'm sure that the statistic is high even in other states. As long as it tastes good, that's all we care about. That's all the kids care about. Their tastes have been programmed for fast foods, for French fries. And if we don't take control, we won't have anything to control. You look at all the obese children that we have in the world, in our schools. Look at all of them that are in. America will become a nation, and it already is becoming a nation, of sickness and disease because of what we've eaten. And we will die from within. We don't have to worry about an enemy. We'll kill ourselves with what we're eating.
China will poison us.
With what?
China doesn't have to drop the bomb.
That's right. And
they're also, there's a book called Slow Poison in America. It's the 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And Alzheimer's.
Right.
And Vermont, when I was in Vermont just a few months ago, if the health is still canned,
yep,
the vegetables from their gardens, mm-hmm, yeah, where it's no MSG. And that's what, and then the Diet Coke.
Right, the aspartame, uh-huh.
And it's the chemicals that we eat in the food and stuff that's causing us to, you know, you want to die. but it's what, like the meats and stuff, the injections, the hormones they use it for to raise different things and stuff. If it's not all natural foods and stuff, you don't know what your body's to your body.
That's exactly right.
And those things are causing us to, it's not so much of you glutton, it's because of the stuff that you eat, what it's made of, you know.
Well, I'm sure they...
That's where it's really coming from, and even medications.
Yeah.
Pharmaceutical and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Medical, a lot of people have gained a lot of weight because of medicine and stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, because your body, a lot of things that we put into our body don't even recognize what it is.
Yeah.
So once it hits our body, it's like, what is this? You know, and all of a sudden, you know, you say, well, my mama died. You know, you might lose some weight, but 2 or 3 months later, you back to where you were before.
Right.
Because of the things that you are consuming.
Right.
And you're putting into
your body. That's why you're better off. Now, I didn't intend to get on nutrition and foods because I'm working on teaching on that. But that's why you're better off to buy fresh fruits and fresh vegetables.
Raise your own.
You know, even the processed meats, like, they're full of sodium nitrates. Nitrates are used to make bombs. So you want that in your body, and it keeps all of those chemicals and things in there. They just stay there. The steroids that they feed the chickens. I know when I was a child that my father was a farmer, and we raised poultry, and it would take 14 weeks to raise a 4-pound chicken, and now they can raise a 5-pound chicken in about 3 weeks. 3 to 4 weeks. And so all the additives that we're getting from that meat goes right into our own bodies and things. And so, and the water that we're drinking is not pure, but I don't want to get on that today. but, you know, we will die from the god of the belly if we're not careful. We become sick because of what we eat. Now, the diet that we're on is living proof to me that we can reverse the diabetes that my husband has, that it can be reversed. And so, you know, and I have high cholesterol, and this is one of the few diets that I've found, or one of the few programs that can balance both things, because, hey, I was supposed to retire, but I didn't get to retire from the kitchen, if you know what I mean. But my triglycerides have dropped 60 points, and I have, my overall cholesterol has dropped 20 points. And this is just about a month long, and I've lost 10 pounds of weight. So I'm going to see even greater results, because God put this book in my hands that I'm using right now at this particular time in my life. It was ordered by God for me to receive deliverance from gluttony. So now then I have this to help me, but I still give God the credit for it. And it's because of my just plain foolish eating habits. If it tastes good, just keep eating more of it. Just keep eating more. And you know what? They will tell you all these things when they're advertising the food, little white lies and deceptions about the things that are in it. They don't tell us what the end result is with the foods. We have a tendency to believe anyone that gives us a great flowering speech with great flowering words. Scammers on the phone, on the internet. Oh, it's the South Africa thing. You know, I've been getting some of those too, and I just hit that delete. My brother had an experience with one, and they kept telling him he had all this money, so he goes to the internet and he pulls up this bank in West Africa, and so he said, yeah, that's the same letterhead as this letter. And I said, you can go to the internet and get that letterhead off of there if you want to. And he said, then he kept on, I'm just going to get $26 million. And he kept telling me what all he was going to spend his $26 million for and what he was going to do. Well, I saw him a few days later, and I said, well, how did you get your money yet? He said, no, they want me to send $9,600 to this bank in Africa. I said, did you send it? He said, no, I didn't send it. And he said, I'm not having any more to do with them. But we have scammers that will tell us anything. Another thing that people are addicted to is lying. We'll tell a lie when the truth would fit better. Computers. I'm on the computer quite a bit. And I get all these things. You ever get these messages? If you like this message, send it so-and-so, and you're going to have this kind of luck, and something else is going to happen to you. I hit that delete button on those. But you know what? Even in all the evil with a computer, there are some great study tools that are available on the computer. You can go find your Strong's Concordance. You can find the Amplified Bible, any versions, a lot of commentaries and things that you can find. Now, I don't know about you, but I get real tired of getting that big Strong's Concordance out. And when your eyes get a little bit old like mine and Jerry's, I have one of these full-page magnifiers, and you know, I get there and I hunt it, and then I got to go back to the back and find it. And so, but you know, having that, there's some excellent study tools that are on the internet.
Blessed are our eyes because they
do. All right, amen. I accept that. Another thing that people are addicted to, and this is one that really involves me, and one that I wish had never happened, and that's gambling. And I'm going to tell you my experience. I'm not telling it for other reason than maybe to help someone. But we were on vacation 3 or 4 years ago. And I've always had a great deal of curiosity about me. And I always wanted to go into a casino and see what happened in a casino. So I went into the casino. We were out of state. Nobody would know me. And I could go in this place and I'd be safe and secure. Well, I got in there and I won $15, and I thought I was rich. And so, you know, from that, we came home, and we know over in Mississippi that we have Tunica. There's lots of casinos there, I think 8 or 9 there. And some friends says, well, you need to go to Tunica with us one day. One day, we went to Tunica. And I'm not proud of this. I'm not proud at all of this. And this was after I'd received a lot of deliverance. This hasn't been very many years ago. And so we started going to Tunica. And they will send you 12 free nights. They will send you buffet meals. They will send you all of this thing. One time we went over there, and I met 7 people over there from my hometown. Some of them lived real close to me. And they looked at me and they said, what are you doing here? And I looked back at them, and this I regret. Because this marred my testimony. And a lot of the things that we get involved with will mar your testimony. And I think this is the reason that I can teach on addictions, because I know what it's like to be addicted. I know where it's coming from. I know because I've experienced it. And they asked me, so what are you doing here? And I looked straight back at them and I said, the same thing you are. So then there are casinos up close to Fort Smith. So we started going to Fort Smith because it was closer. And it reached a point in our lives, and I'm to blame, that I would go 2 days a week or 3. And I would come home and I would check my schedule to see when the next available time that I could go. We have actually left camp meeting and went to Fort Smith after it was over. After being in the presence of the Lord, and after the Lord blessing me and anointing me to do praise and worship, and would fall prey to this thing. And then you would feel the guilt from it, knowing what you had done and how guilty you felt while not wanting anyone to know about it. Brother Glenn, I don't know if he knows it yet, not wanting him to know about it, not wanting. And I felt like such a traitor to the body of Christ, such a traitor. And addictions will make you feel like a traitor. They will make you feel like a traitor. Well, you know you ought to be doing something else, but you're not. And so, it went on and on and on. And I would lay at bed at night trying to figure out how I could beat one of those machines. How I could win. Well, when you go up there, you have a good time. You forget about everything else. I could sit there and I could have gambled 24 hours a day. I could. That's what a hold it had on me. Did I intend for that to happen? No. No telling how much gas we spent. No telling how much money we lost going. I would, if I was to estimate, I would say probably that habit cost us $1,000 a month. Just plain ridiculous spending. Plain ridiculous spending. But the devil had a hook in me. He had a hook in me that I couldn't get loose from. And I knew it was wrong, but I could not. And I could hear those machines in my mind. I could hear those things. It was awful. I could hear those things turning. And I got with my friend Diane Stone back there one day before school began. I said, Diane, I've got a problem. You know what it is? You know what she said? You're gambling. So the Lord had revealed it to her. See, I can't get away with much, or if anything. But the Lord revealed it to her. I had to confess that as sin to the Lord. I was ready to be delivered. She prayed for me. God delivered me. And it took, I mean, it's like those things you know when you've been delivered. And I still felt guilty because I felt like I had betrayed. I know what Peter felt like now whenever he denied Jesus. And I felt the guilt of that. And about a week later, I had a dream one night. And God held me in His arms. I climbed up in His lap and He held me in His arms. And I knew that God still loved me and that I had been accepted by Him. And I'm telling you that there is help. When you need help, He's a very present help in time of need. And I praise God for what He did for me because I have no desire to go to a casino anymore. I have no desire. And it's a very subtle thing that the enemy comes upon you with. And he can come upon you. It might not be that. It might be something else with you. What about anger? Are you addicted to anger? Every time something happens, do you fly off the handle? When you're away from here, now we put on a religious face when we come to camp. We want everybody to think that we are high and mighty, that we are great, the greatest Christian in the world. We do that. We don't want people to know about the things that we have that are secret in our lives. What about prescription drugs? Are you addicted to prescription drugs? You know, God's the best druggist I know of right now. I went to the doctor the other day and he said, your blood pressure's up a little bit. And I said, you going to put me on some medicine? He looked at me and he said, you probably wouldn't take it if I did. And I said, you're probably right. And you know, there are times when you have to be on prescription drugs, but there are far too many people that are on prescription drugs today. Nursing homes are full of people that are on prescription drugs so they can control them. And the side effects from the drugs are far worse than anything you could take. I mean, they're worse than the disease itself. What about compulsive shopping? Are you addicted to compulsive shopping? You know, some of those stores in Little Rock were opening up at 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock this morning. People standing in line because of the after Thanksgiving sale. Lake Hamilton cured me of late after Thanksgiving sales because we're always here for camp meeting. But you think of the people that are just, well, this was a bargain. I didn't really need this, but I bought it because it was such a good deal. We find people that are that are compulsive shopping. You know, it's strange to me that our forefathers had one or two dresses and our kids had one or two. They'd have a school dress and a Sunday dress. And now, and I mean, that's all they had, but now we have a pocket full, I mean, a closet full of clothes and have nothing to wear. Have you ever thought about that? Look in your closet? I don't have anything to wear. Are we compulsive shoppers? Are we addicted to gossiping? Do we call up Sister So-and-so and tell them everything that we know and things that we don't know that we imagine? Are we addicted to always finding fault? You know, I hate to be around a negative person, someone that is always negative about anything, finds fault with everything that's going on. Are we addicted to slothfulness? What about your house? You keep your house clean? Or can you barely get through? Is your house filthy? Now, there's a little difference between being piled a little bit and being filthy. But just plain filthiness. Are you addicted to nagging? Do you nag your husband or your kids when you're home? And you know, all that nagging you're doing doesn't help a bit in the world, does it? Because God has to do the changing. We can't do the changing. We have to let Him change us. And you know, it doesn't matter what it is, but anything that comes between you and God could become an addiction if you're not careful. So I want to encourage you this afternoon to not let these things become addictions in your life. I want to encourage you to ask God's help and forgiveness. And, you know, a lot of these things are secret addictions. A lot of these things are very blatant, very open. But we're going to pray. And if you think that you have an addiction in this area and that demon wants to manifest itself, you just let it manifest yourself. Jerry's here. She can help. Linda can help. We'll get rid of that thing. You're never too old to have a demon.
That's true.
You're never too young to have a demon. You're never too old to need deliverance. You're never too young to need deliverance.
And you never get rid of them until you enter eternity.
That's right. Because then, you know, the thing about it is that Diane's back there. She can help us also. So let's pray. And you begin to search your heart as I begin to pray. And if God reveals to you and you want deliverance from that thing, you just begin to seek God. How many of you are new to deliverance, have never been in the deliverance service before? Okay? Is a lot of this stuff real strange to you that's going on? Okay? You know, a demon is going to find the easiest way he can to get out because he doesn't like the blood of Jesus. And he doesn't like to be cast out of his home because he's very comfortable there. And a lot of these demons have been around for years. And the thing about this, he's going to hunt an exit to get out of. A lot of them come out by coughing. Some people even urinate on themselves occasionally. Some may pass gas occasionally. And if that happens, hey, the main thing is to get rid of the demon. Who cares how it comes out as long as it gets out of there? And so if the Lord begins to deal with you or some of you people that are working in deliverance, if you see someone that's struggling with something, get up and go to them and help them. Okay? Let's all stand and kind of stretch yourselves out a little bit.
I need to correct that. When I said you don't get rid of, I should have said you don't get rid of all of them.
That's right.
It's part of the overcoming life.
Right. I don't believe that a Christian can be demon possessed, but I believe that a Christian can have demonic influence in their lives. Okay? All right. Ready? Father, we thank you and we bless you, Lord, and we praise you because you are the supreme God. And we praise you, Lord, because we can come to you and know that you will in no wise cast any of us out, Lord. And Father, we submit ourselves to you right now, Lord, that you will do a work in our lives. And Father, that you will begin to reveal to us things that we have hidden in us, Lord, that should not be there. And Father, I come right now against the drugs that are so prevalent in our nation, Lord. I come against prescription drugs, or those that people are taking that they don't need, Lord. And Father, I just pray that you would begin to deliver them from them, Lord. And Father, we know that doctors have said you've got to stay on this the rest of your life. Now that's a lie in Jesus' name. We come against that thing in Jesus' name. All of those prescription drugs that are not needed, Lord, we pray that you would reveal that, Lord. And Father, you would give doctors insight because we know that you are the ultimate healer, that you are the one that can bring total healing to our bodies, Lord. In Jesus' name, we come against that. We cast it out in Jesus' name, that it cannot stay in our bodies, Lord, that it cannot stay there, that it has no right, it has no power, it has no authority, because the blood of Jesus drives it out in Jesus' name. We come against a demon of alcohol, whether it be in you, whether it be in your family line, we come against it in the name of Jesus. We ask that demon of alcohol to be cast out, to be gone in Jesus' name. Alcohol, leave in Jesus' name. Demon of alcohol, leave in Jesus' name. You have no power, you have no authority, we strip it of you in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Demon of alcohol, be gone. In Jesus' name, be gone. We come against the demon of compulsive shopping, in Jesus' name. Something that drives us to go to the store, to spend money. We come against that thing in Jesus' name. We come against it in Jesus' name, that it will be gone, that it will leave in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, to be gone, to leave. We come against a spirit of bitterness that would cause us, because we think we don't have what everyone else has, and it causes us to become bitter. We come against that in the name of Jesus, so we haven't been dealt with fairly, that we have received a bad rap in life. We come against that thing in the name of Jesus. We ask you to leave right now in Jesus' name. Demon of bitterness, leave in Jesus' name. Lying demon, come out in the name of Jesus. Lying demon, leave in Jesus' name. That tells people one thing, but it's not the truth. We come against that in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. We come against the lying spirit in Jesus' name. Lying spirit, always thinking, making things better than what they are. Exaggeration, we come against you in Jesus' name. We come against that in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I come against the demon of slothfulness, Lord, of not keeping our houses clean. In Jesus' name, I come against those. In Jesus' name, that it would be cast out, that you would give us a desire to have a clean house, to have a clean home, a place that is presentable, Lord. In Jesus' name, we come against that in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of greed. We're always trying to grab something, to have more, to have this, to have that, to have something else. We come against that in the name of Jesus. Spirit of greed, leave right now in Jesus' name. We command you to leave in the name of Jesus. Spirit of greed, be gone. Spirit of greed, be gone in Jesus' name. Spirit of jealousy, leave in Jesus' name. Always jealous of someone else because they have something that you don't have. Always desiring what they have. We come against that in Jesus' name. Spirit of jealousy, be gone in Jesus' name. Spirit of jealousy, leave in the name of Jesus. Spirit of rejection, leave in Jesus' name. You have no power, no right, no authority. Leave in Jesus' name. Spirit of watching too much TV, of entertainment, of pleasure, leave in Jesus' name. Spirit of watching TV excessively in the name of Jesus, leave, leave, leave in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, leave in the name of Jesus. Spirit of watching too much TV, out in Jesus' name, leave in the name of Jesus. Every bit of you, leave in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Addiction to the internet, leave in Jesus' name. Spending time on the internet in Jesus' name. Playing games on the internet, leave in Jesus' name. Leave in the name of Jesus. I'm always trying to be a winner in Jesus' name because we are more than conquerors through Jesus that loved us. You leave right now in Jesus' name. Spirit of internet abuse, leave in Jesus' name. The pornography that comes in on the internet, leave in Jesus' name. Leave in the name of Jesus. In email, we come against those in the name of Jesus, and those that have curses attached to them, we bind those in Jesus' name. We cast those off in Jesus' name, to leave in the name of Jesus. Excessive internet use in Jesus' name, to leave in Jesus' name. The spirit of caffeine, to leave in Jesus' name. I gotta have a Coke. I gotta have a cup of coffee. I got to have my caffeine. Leave in Jesus' name. Leave in the name of Jesus. Spirit of caffeine, leave in Jesus' name. Spirit of food addictions, leave in Jesus' name. Too much food, not enough food. Bulimia, anorexia, leave in Jesus' name. Every bit of you, out in the name of Jesus. Bulimia, anorexia, leave in Jesus' name. Gluttony, 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 leave in Jesus' name. Leave in the name of Jesus. Spirit of God of the belly, come out in Jesus' name. The spirit of gluttony, to leave in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, leave in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Out of there in Jesus' name, come out. Spirit of tobacco abuse, leave in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Nicotine, come out in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of Jesus. Whether it be in the family line, whether it be, come out in the name of Jesus. In you, come out in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Addiction to sugar, come out in Jesus' name. Addiction to sugar, in Jesus' name, come out in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Addiction to foods and additives that have been placed in our foods, things that make us hungry, things that make us thirsty, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Addictions to food, out in Jesus' name. Leave in the name of Jesus. Leave in the name of Jesus. Addiction to soap operas, leave in Jesus' name. Leave in Jesus' name. I got to watch this story. I got to see what happens. Out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Every bit of you, out of there in the name of Jesus. Out of there in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out of there. Come out of there. Addiction to another person, come out in Jesus' name. All sexual addictions, come out. All illicit sex addictions, come out, Lord. Come out in the name of Jesus. Sexual addictions. I got to have another man. I got to have another woman. Come out. Homosexuality, come out of there. In the name of Jesus, come out. Every bit of you, out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. Spirit of adultery, fornication, come out in the name of Jesus. Every bit of you, out in Jesus' name. Out in the name of Jesus. Every bit of it, come out in Jesus' name. Every bit of it. Gambling, come out in Jesus' name. Gambling, come out in Jesus' name. I'll buy a chance on this quilt. I'll buy a chance on that. In Jesus' name, come out of there. That is a form of gambling, out of there in Jesus' name. Every bit of it, out of there in Jesus' name. Everything that's not of you, come out in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All sexual spirits, all perversive sexual spirits, come out in the name of Jesus. come out in Jesus' name. Every bit of you, out in Jesus' name. Gossiping, come out in Jesus' name. Gossip, come out in Jesus' name. Fault finding, come out. Backbiting, bitterness, come out in the name of Jesus. Every bit of you, come out. Slothfulness, out of there in Jesus' name. Slothful about your appearance. Slothful about how you feel, about what you think. In Jesus' name, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Anybody think of anything that we haven't called out that you want called out? In Jesus' name.
Addiction for approval.
Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus.
And I can eat the least little thing and it makes me tired. I need to learn from that.
All right. Out of there in Jesus' name. Purify our diets, Lord. Purify things that we're eating that we're not supposed to. Out of there in Jesus' name.
Yawning because it was just too close after.
Out in Jesus' name. Food, certain foods that we're eating. Lord, show us what we need to eat. Lord, take away the addiction for certain things. Chocolate. Take away the addiction for chocolate. Chocoholics, in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Addiction to, what else are we addicted to?
Sugar.
We've got sugar. Which one?
Cake and pie.
Cake and pie, sweets. Holidays. We're addicted to holidays. Cake, anything. Pleasure. There are addictions to pleasure. Always looking for some place to go to have a good time, to have fun. Boy, we really enjoyed that. We had a wonderful time. Out in the name of Jesus.
Alcohol spirit.
We got that one a while ago.
Oversleepiness.
Oversleeping. All right. Oversleeping.
Insomnia.
All sleep disorder. Sleep apnea. We come against...
Sleep to escape.
Okay. Sleeping to escape. We come against that in the name of Jesus. That it would be gone, Lord. Be gone in the name of Jesus. Come out of there in Jesus' name. That we want to hear your word, Lord. We want to hear what it says. We want to know what it says because we're accountable, Lord. And Father, I just pray that you would just move mightily, Lord. Move mightily, Lord, in these areas of our lives, Lord. We know the things that we need deliverance from, Lord. There's not a one of us in here that's immune, Lord. And Father, the besetting sin, whatever cranks our motor, Lord, whatever it does, it causes us to lose control, Lord. We come against that in the name of Jesus. We come against it in Jesus' name and ask that you would set your people free. Set your ladies free, Lord, to be all that we can be, Lord, to be what we need to be, Lord, in you. And Father, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you the praise, Lord, because we know that you are the neatest need meter that we've ever met, Lord. And Father, we just pray that you would just move mightily in our lives, Lord. And Father, may the words that I've spoken this afternoon plant a seed, Lord, plant a seed in us, Lord, that we will determine that we're not going to have secret addictions, that we're not going to have these things in our lives, that we're going to seek you and seek you only, Lord. And Father, we just pray that you would just move mightily in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for your presence. And Lord, we just pray that you would continue to do a work in us, Lord, that we're not finished yet. We're not finished. We're just a work in progress, and we thank you for that. We're under construction. We're under construction. Tear down, break down, take away all those things, Lord, in us that are not like you, Lord. And Father, give us a heart that seeks after you. Give us a heart and a mind and a will to seek after you in everything that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.